Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting ninth. The catcher, Greg Zahn. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rocky Coppinger. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting 8th. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting 9th. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kelly. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Anderson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mears. Palmeiro scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Bonilla moves to second. Scott Aldred now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. Surhoff moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Zahn and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hawking. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Hollins moves to second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hollins moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hawking for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cordova. The throw from Zahn and he is safe. Cordova steals second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly strikes out. There goes Hollins. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knoblauch is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards the mound. Coppinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Jose Parra now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-2 in the game. Starhoviak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Orioles. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hollins hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive off the glove of Mears, and into shallow left field. Murray reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Devereaux moves to second. It's 9-2, Orioles. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zahn hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Devereaux scores. It's 10-2, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zahn moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Zahn scores. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Palmeiro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Polonia now playing left field. Mike Devereaux now playing center field. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Milchin now pitching. Mike Durant now catching. Jeff Rivulé now playing second base. Ron Coomer now playing right field. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coomer. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coomer. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. It's 13-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. It's 14-2, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Durant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Zahn reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Murray goes all the way around to score. It's 16-2, Orioles. Manny Alexander pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Manny Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Manny Alexander now playing shortstop. Jeff Houston now playing second base. Billy Ripken now playing first base. Jimmy Haynes now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Paul Molitor. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-3, Orioles. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Greg Hansel now pitching. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 16, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durant hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hollins tags and scores. One out. It's 16-4, Orioles. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 16, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.